Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I suspect all you could see was the whites of his eyes as Elijah, the mighty prophet of God, stood alone, trembling in the cave. He was on the lam. Just days earlier, he had called down fire from heaven upon the prophets of Baal. And what a mighty sight that was to behold as the wrath of God made ashes of the false prophets' altars. That day, there could be no doubt that God was almighty. Still, that wicked woman Jezebel was mad as a wet setting hen and swore that Elijah would be dead before the days was over for killing her false prophets. So Elijah, being the mighty man of God that he was, did what any man does when an angry woman is chasing him. He ran and he hid. Right? Now, he wasn't scared, but he did think it best to leave town and quick. So there he stood in that cave, whining about how terrible his life was and how it was all God's fault. What could help? What could ever restore Elijah's confidence, his trust, his belief that God was almighty? Well, how about a tornado? A tornado blowing by as if on cue, a giant wind tearing the mountains and shattering the cliffs. Would that do? Nope. That didn't help a bit. Well, then, how about a mighty earthquake shaking the mountain? Would that restore Elijah's hope? Nope, that didn't help either. Surely a forest fire sweeping up the side of the mountain would move Elijah off of stuck, right? Nope, the fire wasn't the ticket either. But after all that, in the silence, Elijah heard a word. A whisper at first, but then it became a booming voice. What are you doing here, Elijah? The implication being, you of little faith, you who doubt my word to you, quit your whining and get out of this cursed cave. I am almighty, and my word of promise given to you and your ancestors will stand forever. I've not forgotten you, and you're not alone. Now get out and preach that the promised Savior is coming. And as for that woman who scares you so much, I'm making Alpo out of her because the hounds are hungry. And that word is exactly what Elijah needed. He needed God to speak and in so doing relieve his fear and give him faith, trust that God does not lie. God not speaking, God blowing in tornadoes or shaking mountains and scorching the earth is only terrifying because one can never be sure if God is for me or against me and stuff like that. But when God gives a word of promise, all is well and nothing else matters. I suspect all you could see was the whites of their terrified eyes out there in the middle of that storm-tossed lake. It was about 3 a.m. and they were no doubt whining about Jesus sending them out in a boat while he dismissed the crowds whose bellies were now full of fish and bread. The waves were giant. The wind was howling. The boat was taking on water and they were petrified. What could help? What could ever restore their confidence, their trust, their belief that the one who was healing the sick and feeding the hungry, casting out demons and forgiving sin was God the Son? How about Jesus walking on water? Jesus walking toward them on the waves? Jesus stepping over the white caps before disappearing in the troughs and then reappearing on the next crest, getting closer and closer and closer? Would that do it? Nope. It's a ghost, they screamed. And who can blame them? Even God incarnate, God in the flesh, doing almighty things, but not speaking, is terrifying. But then Jesus' mouth started moving, and a gracious promise started pouring out. Have courage, he said. It's me, he continued. The implication being, I am the one Elijah preached about. It is I, the one who gives sight to the blind and restores the sick to health, the one who makes the deaf hear. Just as Isaiah preached, do not be afraid, I'm coming for you. It was the speaking Christ, promising salvation, that gave the terrified disciples faith. I suspect all you could see was the whites of his eyes as he stumbled and fell on the crest of one of those giant waves. The wind was howling, the waves were crashing, and Peter was wondering why in the world he ever thought it a good idea to put God to the test rather than just say amen when God gave him a promise. He was learning the hard way that it is never a good thing to respond to God's promise with a question. If it's you, he said, and now he was drowning. And what could ever restore his faith, his trust that God is almighty and that God cares? Well, he didn't have to wait long for an answer, as Almighty God in the flesh grabbed him and lifted him up from the water. "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Jesus asked. The implication being, "I don't lie. I'm for you, Peter. You can trust me." That is the promise Jesus gave to Peter in spite of Peter's mistrust, that Jesus was actually for him and not against him. Well, here you are. I can see the whites of your eyes. Your sin is ever before you. You're dying. And so is everybody else that you care about. And that voice reminding you of every mistake you've ever made just won't quit. What could ever give you trust that all is well? What could ever give you hope in the midst of everything that is your life? Nothing but a word of promise from the God who has stopped at nothing, not even death and hell, to give you his word that all is well between you two. That is what you need. Well, take heart. Don't be afraid. Jesus Christ has sent me to you this morning, and by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. Jesus does not lie. He is almighty, and he is for you. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Amen.